Here's a thought I'll title Tablets versus Phones. And I suppose I have a little bit different perspective on this than most because, after all, I'm a publisher. And I have to pay attention to these kinds of things in order to provide the best viewing experience for those things that we publish. So, with each issue of Lenswork, we make a tablet edition, what we internally refer to as LTE, Lenswork Tablet Edition. With each issue, we make a tablet edition for those who prefer the convenience of a digital publication. And we know there are lots. That is to say, lots and lots of people have iPads, and they would rather carry around Lenswork, maybe even the entire set of back issues. For example, Kevin Raber always complimented me every time I talked with him about his ability to have an entire set of Lenswork tablet editions on his tablet. So it went with him everywhere, and he spent a lot of time looking through Lenswork that way rather than on the print version. So that's the reason we publish a tablet edition, so that it can be available for iPads and Android tablets and people that have laptop computers that they take with them. And of course, there's nothing that would prevent those PDFs from being viewed on a laptop, for example, and you get a pretty good experience that way too. But the one that sort of, I find a little, troublesome, unfortunate, I'm not sure what to call it, are those people, and I know lots and lots of you fall in this category, view Lenswork Tablet Edition on your phone. And today's smartphones are so powerful and so good, and the color rendition is accurate, and the brightness is fantastic, and they're so convenient because you've got your phone with you everywhere. But I have to confess, we don't design the tablet edition for a phone, primarily because phones are relatively small. Although I know there's probably way more people that look at the Lenswork Tablet Edition on their phone than there are that look at it on a tablet, simply because of the logistics of device ownership. There's way more phones that are owned out there in the world than are tablets. And the trend seems to be that tablets have either plateaued or maybe even going down a little bit, where phone ownership just continues to skyrocket. So I know that lots and lots of you are looking at Lenswork Tablet Edition on your phone. And I don't want to discourage you from doing that, but what you end up with is looking at what I used to think of as a contact sheet that was 2 1/4, 3 1/4 inches. And back in my film days, that was how I did proofs, as I would develop the film and then make a contact sheet so that I had a 2 1/4, 3 1/4 version of every image I took and could look at them at that size. It's a convenient size for editing and for just seeing what you've got, but I'm not sure that's a super convenient size for looking at artwork. My favorite size print of all has always been the 8x10, followed by the 11x14, and then the 5x7. I prefer looking at 5x7s more than I like looking at 16x20s, for the simple reason that a 5x7 is more likely to be a handheld viewing experience than hand-holding a 16x20, although it can be handheld. Bigger than that gets very unwieldy. But going back to my point, when people look at Lenswork, or as far as that goes, my personal website, on their phone, they're seeing essentially a 2 1/4, 3 1/4 image, rather than on an iPad or an Android tablet, something that would be closer to 8x10. Maybe not quite 8x10, but really, really close. So I've always liked the look of images at 8x10. They're big enough that you can see into the details, but small enough that you can have an intimate experience looking at the print. And I know that all of you who are using phones don't have that experience because the phone is so small, the image is so small. And I know you can do a pinch and zoom. That's okay. It does give you the ability to see the details, but it's not as convenient as just having a slightly larger print like an 8x10 or even an 11x14. So the question that we always have here at Lenswork is, should we care that people are looking at our publications that are intended for an iPad on their phones? We thought for a while about producing a version of Lenswork that was targeted to phones, But we already have three versions of LensWork. We have the print edition, we have the tablet edition, and we have the extended computer edition that's meant for computer monitors and is a bigger viewing experience just because monitors are so much bigger. To have another version that's specifically produced and layout and design issues for phones just seem to be overkill to some degree, particularly because we know you can look at a tablet edition on a phone, even though it's not the same sort of experience. But even if we decided we wanted to do something for phones, then what's next after that? The technology is continuing to evolve, and the way of sharing photographs continues to evolve. The devices continue to evolve. More and more resolution, for example. And then there's a whole bunch of complicated issues thinking about aspect ratio. Not all tablets use the same aspect ratio. Not all phones use the same aspect ratio. So as a publisher, do we make a different version for every aspect ratio so that it fills the screen? Well, I would not only find that confusing to produce something like that, but I suspect it would be confusing for people who wanted to simply view the images and the content without having to go through a lengthy procedure to download the exact version for their exact device. And by the way, if they change device or upgrade or convert from Apple to Android or Android to Apple or whatever, then what does that mean for all the content they've already downloaded? It's just sort of a mess. So the best answer we've come up with is to make the tablet edition, which in its name explains that it's designed for a tablet, but yet we make the typography large enough so that it's a little bit too big on a tablet, but at least readable on a phone. And hopefully none of those compromises get in the way of enjoying the images and the content that we're publishing. But it's not the same world that it was back in the days of books only, where the biggest challenge was, do you make a horizontal book or a vertical book? Boy, those days seem so simple compared to all the choices we have to deal with now. But I guess for me, the bottom line of this message is, if you have a tablet, that's great, because the tablet edition is designed for your tablet. And if you have a phone and you don't have a tablet, then hopefully either the small size that you see on the phone or the print edition is giving you a good viewing experience, we hope.
Copyright 2025, LensWork Publishing.